As a soul-centered entrepreneur, you're here to make an impact. And you also are here to make a beautiful income as well.
Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be to raise the consciousness within in order to create a life and business of ease, flow, and freedom. This podcast offers inspiring stories, strategies, and special guests to help you become your most aligned self. I am Minerva Maharaj, a former NBA Toronto Raptors dancer, turned ICF accredited spiritual life coach, founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching, and Starseed Academy coach training. My soul's mission is to show you the impossible is truly possible. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Let's get to awakening your soul's wisdom.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Words of Wisdom. I am so excited you are here. I'm so excited to be back. It's been a while, and my goal is actually to return to weekly episodes, but right now it is looking like bi-weekly, maybe even monthly. Well, we're going to pick that up again. I'm in the process of restructuring things even more, tightening it up. I'm a fan of a simplistic business, and that was a huge goal of mine that I achieved last year. And I'm in a new transition with simplifying, but also amplifying even more. So just bear with me. The episodes are coming. I love when you like it, when you share it, when you download it, when you subscribe. That helps with all the things and getting my message out there and reaching your beautiful souls even more, more souls like you. So thank you for all the love. And as always, please let me know how these episodes are resonating with you, because I love hearing how they are impacting you. So today, what I want to share with you is two ways to feel more comfortable with your money-making abilities. So really, these two things I'm sharing should be two separate episodes, but we're just going to go for it anyway. I'm just going to jam-pack a lot of information here for you. But if you feel like you're an entrepreneur, you're a coach, you're a healer, you're a soul service provider, and, you know, as an entrepreneur, we have these moments, or maybe it was just me, but we have these moments where we can feel so excited, so elated, so confident in our mission, in our service, in our offering into the world. And we can just feel so alive and just know it's going to do really well. And we have evidence of that, of receiving money in return. Not that that's the only mark of success, but obviously we're in this to also make money. Otherwise, it's just a very expensive hobby. But we have these moments where we're really lit up. We're excited to make the money. We're passionate about what we do. We want to make an impact. We believe in what we do. And we book those clients. We receive the income. And it's all exciting. And then there's also those moments where you could just be, you are excited what you're offering, but there's complete crickets. Your income drops, clients drop off, whatever the thing may be. You're in a new transition in your business and things change, things waver. And you notice that that actually wavers your confidence in yourself and your confidence and your money-making abilities. And that's not serving you. That's not serving your community. That's not serving anybody. And so I want to share two important things here to strengthen that so that you are wavering less or come back to yourself sooner. Because as a soul-centered entrepreneur, you have this mission, you have this vision, you have this drive, you love what you do. That's why you do what you do. And you're here to make an impact. And you also are here to make a beautiful income as well. So when we waver and we doubt our money-making abilities, when we worry about money, when we doubt it, or we go back down that route, oftentimes we really don't need to, and we're just making things harder for ourselves. We're slowing the momentum down. Things are always happening behind the scenes on the energetic realm. And when we actually infuse that with doubt and worry and fear, we slow the momentum down. You ever seen that meme where there's this guy in like underground digging with a pick, and he's so close to getting to the gold or the big diamond, and he's picking, and then he quits just before that last piece. Like if he just kept going, he would have hit that diamond or that get the gold. And that's kind of what I feel like we do. We're almost there, and then we slow it down, it's there. What we want is there, but what we do and what we think and how we feel muddies it up and makes it harder to get to that gold. So I want you to stop doubting yourself, or at least minimize that, and just start becoming aware of those moments where we muddy up our own energy, our own frequency, our own manifestations. Because you're so much more powerful without that doubt, without that fear, without that worry. And I'm speaking from experience. Like, I would be a huge worry wart. I used to name myself that. And there are moments they come back, but they're more fleeting than ever before. Before, they used to consume me, the worry, the fear. Like, keep me up at night. But now I can rebound faster. I have tools I turn to. And today I just want to share two reminders and two practices and two lessons I really had to walk through to start feeling more confident and not waver in my self-belief in creating money. So the first one is stack evidence. I want you to become aware that you have always made money and you've always received money. My other word for money is energy. You've always made energy. You've always received energy. Because guess what? You are energy. So whether it's in your current business or past businesses or in jobs or money was given to you, I want you to look back and realize that you've always been provided for. You've always received money. You've always received energy in some shape or form. And this took me a long time to realize this. I would hear this, but I wouldn't believe it. Until recently, I actually looked back and I had this like false look on my business that I told myself my business struggled much longer than it actually did, or it did worse than it actually did. And when I really look back, I was like, whoa, I was always making money. Money was always coming in. It may have came at different times in different ways, different pace, more in some months, less in other months. But the point is, money was always there. It was always coming in. Whether that was $600 or $6,000 or $16,000, it was always there. I'm in my 10th year in my coaching business. And even when I started before a website, within the first 3 months, I had 3 clients. And what would it have been like if I had took off those shades of shame, of struggle, of scarcity, and I viewed my business as abundant and providing for me, and money always being there, energy always being there, resources always being there. And money and energy can come in different forms. It could be cash. Yes, it could be through clients. It could be through your partner. It could be through credit cards. It could be through other resources and tools. It could be through someone offering, or you winning a program, or winning free sessions. That's happened to me. But even when I'm talking to you about this, I'm talking about money, what we're all considering money, money in the bank. But I'm not even including all the other sources of energy I received. But when I'm talking about money in my bank accounts, it was always there for me, even in my lowest months and lowest years. So I want you to start stacking evidence, whether it's writing down how much you've made from the beginning of your business every month, even if it was a dollar, even if it was 50 cents, even if it was credit cards. Whatever it was, I want you to stack evidence. I want you to find evidence of how money has always been there for you. Compound that. Create more of that. And you create more of that by focusing on that, by seeing that, by acknowledging that, by showing appreciation for that. Start creating your new momentum in what you do have and what you've always had and how it's always been there for you versus creating the momentum that it's never been there for you. It's been slow. It's never been enough, because that's where most times our attention goes. So in those moments, you feel a dip, you start doubting yourself, go back to how has money always been there for you? That was a huge life shifting thing for me, a perspective shift for me. Stack that evidence of how money has always been there for you. And you will see, not only has it always been there for you, you created that, you allowed that in, you received that. And allow that to feed your trust and your faith and your knowing and your knowledge and skills and confidence that you know how to receive money. You know how to create money. You know how to give money. You know how to allow money flow, the cycle of money to flow in your life. Number two. How to feel more comfortable with your money-making abilities? Detach your identity from money. Detach your identity from money. This was a huge learning for me in the past 2-3 years, especially. I heard detach, don't be attached. I heard all those things. It didn't make sense. I thought I was also doing it. But when it really clicked for me, I remember this weight just lifted, and I could cry even thinking about it. This weight just lifted, and it made me realize I was attaching my sense of self, attaching who I was, attaching my identity to falsehoods, to things that are not real. To things that are not real, but also real. And stay with me. Things that are tangible, but not real. Tangible, meaning they shift and they move, such as business, money, results. I was attaching it to those things, my identity, to my money, to my businesses, to results, clients' results, my own results. So guess what? When it's there, it's there. My confidence is there. My faith was there. Everything was there. Life was great. But guess what? When it wasn't there, when it dipped, when it shifted, when it changed, whether it's feedback from a client that wasn't the most high vibrating, an unsatisfied client, when business dipped, when I was going through a transition in my business, when I was questioning everything about myself, my life, me. So when things shift and change, such as business and people and money, so too did my sense of self, my belief, my trust, my confidence, and therefore my actions as well, what needed to be done, what was required of me. So you need to detach your identity from money, because this is the part, you may have heard this, money isn't real. And when you think about it, money, energy, right? I'm saying it's real, it's not real, but hopefully you're getting what I'm saying here. It's not tangible. The tangible part that we associate with money is dollar bills, coins, credit cards. Most times that's what we identify with money, right? But really, it's just plastic. I was having this conversation with my husband the other day. I'm like, do you realize This credit card is probably from the recycling materials. It's plastic. And we put the value on it. We put the weight on it. We say what it means. We say how valuable it is. And the weight and the value and those thoughts, those things are intangible. Those are the parts that are not real. But we sure make it sound real when we convince ourselves that it's all doom and gloom. It's going to end for us. This is how it's always going to be when we tell ourselves these negative thoughts, these lies. So I'm going on a tangent, but hopefully you're following here. You need to detach your identity from money. Detach your identity from the meaning of money. Detach your identity from your business or businesses or results, your results, your clients' results, feedback, all that. Yes, that's beautiful. That is welcome. That is to be celebrated, but it's not to be the thing that we hang our hats on, our whole identity, our whole selves. And the reason I'm saying we need to detach our energy or detach our identity from money is because, in fact, when you do, you create so much more space for actually money and energy to flow into your life. So much so, when I really got into the practice of this, of detaching myself, detaching my identity from money, from my business, more started flooding in the ideas. I had more ease. I had more flow. I had more spaciousness. So the ideas came in. I had the energy to carry it out. I wanted to take action. I was taking different action, even in my posts, even podcasting, right? Even though right now I'm in a transition of figuring out the new schedule. But before, I'll be like, oh my God, this is the end of it. Like, I didn't get a post out. I didn't get my episode out. But when I detach from that, I open up, I zoom out, and I see it from a higher perspective. I see it from the truth. I see it from lightness. I see it from a space that's only going to serve me and all involved. And that is that everything is already done. It's provided for. It's available. Everything's abundant. Everything is exactly how it needs to be in divine order. Lay back, pull back, trust, let flow, and just go with the flow. So these are just some of my learnings and what helped me become more comfortable and trust myself and feel more confident in my money-making abilities. Is stacking evidence of seeing how I actually created money well before even my coaching career, in my dance career too. Even when I was struggling, I was still making money. Even then. So I want you to even look at the struggles and realize how money has always shown up for you. Whether it was a loan, whether it's through a bank, whether it's through credit cards, whether it was through cash, whether it's through a job, whether it's through clients, whether it was on the ground, whether you won the money. I want you to stack that evidence, either have it rolling in your phone on the notes app or in a journal, or when you catch yourself, just go straight into reciting it, finding evidence, finding evidence, finding evidence, until you've convinced yourself that, oh yeah, I'm a badass at this. I'm amazing at this. And money has just always been responding to me. Energy has always been responding to me. What has shown up in my life has always just been a response to me and my energy and who I be and who I choose to be. So now you can choose more consciously. And then the second one, detach your energy from money. That was a huge one for me. It's one of my favorites. Like, even still to this day, I practice it in those micro moments where I catch myself. Because the truth is, you know, if you're used to always worrying, my coach had to tell me this, I grew up worrying about money. I picked up that vibration of worry, even when there's nothing to worry about. That's another episode, another day. But I grew up with this energy of money. Even before I was able to work, I was worried about money. Isn't that crazy? Even before I was working, I was worried about money because that was just the messaging. That was just the vibration. That was just the frequency I picked up as a little child in my home. And that was just what was all around me. I was worried about money even before I was making money. And so we need to learn to detach our identity from money, from business, from results, and zoom out and tune in to the infinite part of you, the larger part of you, the energetic part of you, whatever you want to call it. And if you're going to identify with anything, identify with this: who you are at a soul level, an energetic level, as an energetic being, your why, your mission, your gifts, your source energy. Those are all intangible things, but those are the things that are going to keep you moving forward and make you unstoppable and untouchable and make you really detach from whatever happens on the human realm, in business, in money, in life, with clients, is detaching from all those things. But if you're going to attach yourself to anything, is attach yourself to the truth of who you are at the soul level, your mission, your why, your gifts, your higher power, your inner source, your outer source, God, source energy. Attach yourself to that because that's going to provide the way and the truth for you. So I really hope you like that. I went a little deeper than I had planned, but I'm just going with it. If it comes out of my mouth, I cannot hold back. My passion is so that you are abundant in your life. You realize that, but also build more of that into your life so that it's not just on the energetic infinite field, but it's here for you to experience on the human level in your human experience. So if you haven't heard already, I'm opening my next cohort for Portal to Overflow. This is a 9-month program where we rewire your consciousness and your being so that you are creating financial freedom in your life, more wealth, more abundance. And these are proven tools, lessons, and trainings to open the floodgates. I'm teaching you everything I have worked through, the path I have walked to create consistent cash months, even increase my monthly income, to create more ease and flow in my business, in my life, to have that spaciousness in my day, to have my monthly spa dates, to go on weekly date nights, to have my evenings and weekends with my kids without having to work when I don't want to. This is creating your life in overflow, your version of overflow, and on a tangible level, but especially on the internal level, so that you are opening up to receiving more in your human experience. So go to my site. We'll leave the details in the show links, goddessofwisdom.ca/portal to overflow. Apply for a spot. We start in April. See you soon.